Definitely, it is imperative that let us focus on building our nation. Let us focus on making sure that Zimbabwe goes ahead.
And what about the issue of, you know, factionalism? The Politburo is saying there's no room for that. Is that possible, really?
It is possible. If people listen, factionalism must be eradicated. It definitely is no room. It does not build, it destroys. And therefore, we're saying that we don't want something that is destructive. We want something that they abuse.
Mr. Pepe, do you think that factionalism is something that can be eliminated from political parties like ZANU-PF? Or they will continue fighting?
Well, I'm not qualified to discuss factionalism because we don't have factionalism in our party. We respect each other. We know that we are actually preparing and getting ourselves ready to actually rescue Zimbabwe from the problem that they are facing right now. So for me to talk about factionalism, particularly in ZANU-PF, I'm not qualified. You can actually ask Mr. Chuma to discuss about the factionalism that we have all seen as Zimbabweans. And we believe that this factionalism is one that is taking Zimbabwe back, is one that is diverting the attention of Zimbabweans to focus on their problems that they are facing right now, particularly over hunger and the economic decline.
There you are, Mr. Chuma. So Mr. Pepe is saying this factionalism is actually letting down Zimbabweans. Is that the case?
Some of these things are media created. The media will blow things out of proportion up to a point whereby you really see somebody who is not even your enemy to become like sort of your enemy. So all we are saying is that we are coming to a point whereby we are saying let's put things clear, let's all understand each other properly. Mr. Pedro will be actually lying to himself when he says their party is clear of that. It's full of that as well. But the basic thing is that let us face reality. In whatever we do, let's be sincere, let's be honest, and say, how do we move forward, how do we make things better for Zimbabwe, for our nation? And when we look at those things in that kind of perspective, then we are beginning to be nationalists, we are beginning to be real people facing real problems in life, which are there, everywhere, they are there. But if we are on denial, then we will not sort out these problems. Because we will always be on demand. But if we agree to say, no, here is a problem, and the time maybe let's agree to disagree, then that is a better way out. So what we're saying is that whatever has been happening, thank God the Politburo has sat down and has put parameters of how we move forward, and hopefully for the better of our nation, because in whatever we do, Zimbabwe comes first.
And Mr. Pepe, I think you heard Mr. Chuma saying, even in MTC, there's some factionalism. Is it true?
Well, I will not discuss things that are actually being dreamt by other people or that are being wished by other people to equalize MTC with them. So I'm not qualified to discuss that, and I'm not going to discuss that. Because as far as I know, there's no exceptionalism that exists in our party, and we still know that there's no exceptionalism. We know how to deal with it. We respect our members, we respect our people, and we will not be in those kind of things. Our goal is to make sure that we substitute the failed team of people that have failed to govern this country and make Zimbabwe a better country.
Hmm. And now let's talk about this center of power, Mr. Chuma. Does it mean that if ZANU-PF has got one center of power, which is President Robert Mugabe, nobody else should talk about him? You know, it should be like, yes, he's the leader, and that's it.
Leaders are given mandates. They are given terms to carry out their duties. And our president right now has got that mandate. We won resoundingly in 2013, and he's got up to 2018 when the next elections are slated for. So for now, definitely, why must you be talking or questioning about the presidency?